Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures ended up today steady, despite outside pressures from other markets being negative today. We had corn steady. Corn closed, it looks like, down a quarter cent at $3.53, about 4.5 cents off the low, a penny off of the high. Bean futures were higher on the January, up 1.5 cents. March beans down a half, May beans down a quarter. So a pretty quiet day there. The beans were, midday at least, the strongest grain on the board. And then wheat futures finished the day the strongest, with Chicago wheat up 4 to 5 cents. Kansas City not quite as strong, but 1 to 2 cents higher on the front end. July Kansas City was up 1 and 3 quarters to settle at 482 and a quarter. And the low today for that July was 474 and a quarter. So 8 cents off the low. That was a pretty strong rebound there. On other ag markets, such as the feeder cattle and live cattle, all down the limit. Pressure from outside futures or outside markets such as the Dow Jones down 380 points was weighing on cattle. And as the market sold off, it just added to the pressure, and that market continued to go down. Now, the stock market is said to be down due to the Asian markets in a free fall. That's bleeding over here into the United States. So pressure from China's economy is really hurting us here in the United States.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning had a pretty negative impact for wheat and then for corn as well. Wheat was 76,500 metric tons. The expectations were 200 to 400, so less than half the low end of that expectation. Last week was 363,000. And also, that 76,000 is a marketing year low for wheat, so not a real good sign there for the export market in wheat. Corn was disappointing as well, 253,000. Expectations were from 400 to 600. And then beans were in the middle of the range at 638,000. We were expecting 400,000 to 700,000. Last week was 479. There was also an announcement for beans this morning of 246,000 metric tons of beans that were sold to China. So that helped lift markets early. And continued talk of the Baltic Sea Index, which gives us an indication of how much shipping traffic is going on around the world. That's also an indicator of economic activity for the economies around the world. And that is at the lowest level since it's been recorded, going back all the way to 1985. So that was really disappointing and shows that that world economic activity is just really pretty low, despite the stock market being so high and unemployment being as low as it is.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle down $3 at $133.52. April down $3 at $134.30. January feeder cattle $4.50 lower at $163.82. March down $4.50 at $160.95. February lean hogs down $127 at $59.55. April down $25 at $65.60. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat 1¾ higher at $4.62¾ with May up up 2 at 472.5. March Chicago wheat 5.75 higher at 468.5. March corn down a quarter at 353. May unchanged at 358.5. January soybeans 1.25 higher at 877. And March down a quarter at 864.5. March cotton down 57 at 61.43. And May down 63 at 62.12. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.